I've just had a flood of thoughts, kind of retracing my life in Petersburg and kind of the journey that I've been on. Just like Raven Makes the Illusions, part of the story is about how Raven is going flying forever after the Great Flood and feels like it's going to go on forever and ever and ever until Raven is so tired that Raven decides to go down in hopes that he will be caught by a bed of seaweed, of which he is. And so part of the last few years of my life has felt a lot like my life was doing the same thing as Raven, as in the story that I had illustrated. So after I illustrated the first two stories for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, The Woman Taken Away by Killer Whales and The Woman Who Married the Bear, I kind of went through a whole journey of rediscovering who I am within my Indigenous heritage, and had a lot of heartache, honestly, and feelings about what had happened to Indigenous people all over the world. And so I had a lot of heartache, honestly, when I was doing the books. But through that, just like Raven has thoughts, and through thoughts makes islands out of the thoughts. And so we can create, I created that as well within my own life, the positivity that even though I felt like some things were going to go on forever, that with good intention, good things happened. And this is proof of that with winning this award for the illustrations, that my heart and soul went into creating the work, and that it was seen as well. Kind of the interesting part, I think, about this story in particular is that it has to do with, there's stories before the story and stories that come after the story as well. So Petersburg, being that we're here, Devil's Thumb is said to have been a place of refuge during the last great flood, you know, 10,000 plus years ago. And so this is the story of Raven after that flood has taken place, that has to do with historical events, that's also used with Raven imagery. So it's kind of fun to be able to create illustrations and story that are based off of our land and our stories. And to also make that connection between Southeastern Alaska and the Aleutian Chain, which is what the story does, is brings it together, our connection with other parts of Alaska as well.
Now to be recognized for it, which
yes.
is pretty cool.
Yes, and to be recognized that from the National Library Association is just, it was kind of a shock because I illustrated the book just about, now it feels like forever ago, but I guess it was
2018, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2018. Yeah, and you know, it was kind of funny. Well, I guess not funny, but I really struggled, and Sea Alaska Heritage really wanted me to illustrate this book, even though I did not want to illustrate this book, and they kept saying, well, "No, you should do it," and so I did. But I had spent a tremendous amount of time on the beach and in the seaweed, because I lived right on the ocean, right when I was illustrating the story, and so really, everything that was part of my life went right into the book and my own experiences. So I feel. Just really excited to know that even though, like, sometimes other people have visions for you that you can't even see for yourself, and just having faith in that and seeing how that has played out now, it just is really exciting for me. And then also, I think, for our community and all of our Southeastern Alaska and Indigenous people everywhere.